Welcome to Stylist Soul Tribe Conversations. I'm your host, Lisa Huff. Over the last 5 years, I've coached hundreds of hairstylists and beauty industry professionals, helping them work their dream schedules exclusively with their dream clientele and earn their dream income, all while fostering genuine connections and lifelong friendships inside the beauty industry. In this podcast, we dive deep into abundance, manifestation, business building strategies, and creating a life that you are truly proud of, both behind the chair and at home. Are you ready to embark on a journey of personal growth, success, and sisterhood? Then hit that subscribe button now and get ready to experience the pure magic of Stylist Soul Tribe Conversations. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Stylist Soul Tribe Conversations. I am here again with Leisha. We are doing another one of our quarterly L&L chit chat. So this is the second one, but you guys really enjoyed the first L&L chit chat. So Leisha and I, obviously, we talk all the time. We just got off of an hour long Soul Tribe call. So we're kind of switching our brains and going into podcast mode now. But we were talking, we were like, it's been a few months since we've done that and we should do another one. So this is just kind of like a co-host kind of vibe. We have a few talking points just around like the pulse of what's been happening in our world and what we're seeing. No major script to follow, but that's how the last one went. And I felt like it was really beautiful. So yeah, how are you feeling today, friend?
I'm feeling pretty good today. I'm excited for the conversation that we have been talking about. So
I know, me too. And I love that you're feeling good. And I know that the last few weeks, months, you hadn't been feeling good. And I know that sucks when we like check in regularly and you're like, Lisa, I'm so sick of like us checking in and saying like, I'm not in a good spot really. Like, I don't like really what's going on right now. I'm trying to get out of this kind of funk that I'm in, but I'm in it. And you've watched me go through those as well, just with how often we check in with each other and stay in touch. But I was telling Leisha before we started recording, I really would love for you to share kind of this coming out of a slump. And I tell you all the time, if you guys didn't listen to previous episodes, Leisha has a business that she has created truly from the ground up, innovative as fuck, called The Traveling Hairstylist. And she has been living this different lifestyle for a year now. And it's had high highs and low lows. And it's been, and I love that we can catch you right in this moment of the ride back up, you know, because I try to remind you of that too, when you're in those lows and how quick the flip, the switch can just flip. And it's like, wait, everything's good. Like, if you could have just showed Leisha 1 month ago, girl, chill out, this is where you're going to be a month from now, you would have been feeling so different. So tell a little bit about what you feel comfortable sharing about what you've been going through.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it's very common for a lot of us when we're starting anything new or just diving into something that is maybe out of our comfort zone for those highs and lows to come. But I think it's like, until you're like really, really in it, it feels different because like you said, the highs can feel really high, the lows can feel really low, but it's like when you have kind of put yourself into a different kind of situation, the lows almost feel like, oh my gosh, there's nowhere to
like
go
catastrophic.
From here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And not to say that, you know, there's not a little bit of that in even like smaller things, but I think that's kind of been a big learning lesson for me. Cause yeah, like you said, I've been starting a whole new business the last year and I've been so grateful for it, but it's been so hard. And I think I also had some other things going on, just some family stuff too, kind of at the end of last year, going into this year. And, you know, we all get a little bit of that seasonal depression, I think, too. And I'm in the Pacific Northwest right now. So it's very dark. It's very gloomy, like totally feel a lot of that. So I think I did kind of really hit some low points there for a couple months and just feeling like everything feels so like stalled in my business. It felt like, you know, I had some different thoughts of my mind, just things from, like I said, with like family, like you start to doubt yourself. Like, it's just, it's crazy how you have one, like, it's like you have a little bit of a slow day and it starts to spiral into like everything else in your life. And you're like, well, nothing.
That goes to behind the chair as well. Like, you, one of your clients says, oh, I can't afford your services anymore, I'm leaving. Then the next client cancels and you so quickly are like considering changing career paths altogether. Like, that happens to all of us.
It's like, well, I suck at doing hair now.
Literally. It happens all
Yeah.
the time. I know I interrupted you. Did you have more you wanted to keep
Oh,
saying on that?
I was just gonna say that, yeah, so kind of going into the beginning of this year and kind of really being in the midst of all of that, I feel like something that kept coming back as a reminder for me is I kept hearing this sort of like these words a lot last year where it was like you have to slow down in order to move forward. And I think it didn't really resonate with me until I was in these kind of moments where I'm like, well, I guess if I'm going to take this time to do whatever sort of like processing, healing, white space that I need, I guess the universe is practically yelling at me that this is now.
Slow
And
down.
yeah, and it is interesting because it does seem like once that happened, and I had to kind of like maybe live in a little bit of
Surrender.
funk for a couple weeks and try to just slowly piece things back together. It's kind of crazy. I'm like, well, gosh, they were right, because then it feels like there's been this nice trajectory going where I've had a lot of like things that I've been like really trying to manifest start to pour into my business and my life now. So yeah, it is this kind of interesting how slowing down and stepping back and stepping out even slightly, it kind of brings a whole new life to like your business, you know,
It's
your
wild when
mindset.
the wins and losses come in chunks, you know, because that's when you really start to think like, shoot, is it really time to like throw in the towel here? Like, how many roadblocks can I hit in a row before I'm like, okay, universe, are you telling me that it's time to stop? And I remember us having those conversations and me just saying like, you know, is it like, I don't know that advice. And I run into that with Soul Tribe members all the time. Like, obviously they're coming to their tribe for advice. They're coming to me for advice. Nobody has a crystal ball. No, none of us can ever know. And I think that goes back to kind of tapping into your intuition and like, how do you know when it's actually time to like change things? And I also just want to highlight, whether it's for me or new to listen back on this next time we're in a slump or if somebody's in a slump, it's also so fucking frustrating that when you are like trying to like claw yourself out of a slump, doing all the right things. Okay, I'm gonna set my alarm. I'm gonna wake up. I'm gonna put makeup on my face. I'm gonna do my gratitude. I'm gonna do these things that I'm supposed to do. And you're still just hit like loss after loss. And sometimes, as much as I believe that like action creates results, like sometimes it is just like a bit of surrender and like letting the wave kind of toss you around a little bit until you can come up for air. And it sucks so bad when you're in that, because like we're such doers and we're like, what is the one thing I need? And we'd be on Soul Tribe calls, I'd be like giving you homework, like, okay, you're getting out of the RV, you're getting in the sunshine, like that's something to help. But really, with your case this last time, it was just, you just needed to keep waiting a little bit longer, and it was there. You didn't know how soon it was going to be there, but it was, and then it was win, 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 win. And now you're like, okay, I'm back, I've got my mojo back, we're back in it.
And I think too, a little bit of that is, even though in the time it's like it's hard to like I think have the trust and the faith that it's like things are going in the direction they need to, but I think I did have a little bit even in the back of my head, because I do really think that sometimes when you are trying, you know, something new, putting yourself out there in a new way, I think we all kind of receive these little tests that are supposed to challenge us, and it's almost going through that and like knowing that you can do it no matter what comes your way. I feel like those are like there for a reason. And I had so much of that in the beginning of this journey that getting through that kind of also shows you too that like you can get through anything. Like there's a reason why there's always going to be like these little, you know, daggers being thrown at you from every direction. And they're supposed to be there because it continues to like build the strength, you know, whether mentally, you know, physically to get through those hurdles, because they're always going to be there. And I think they're almost meant to kind of like just challenge you.
And I feel like maybe we said this in the last podcast episode, or maybe we've just had these conversations in private. I don't know. I just know we've talked about this before. Also, just recognizing when you're in it that the good isn't going to feel as good if you don't feel this opposite of bad. You know, like if everything was just good all the time, you'd get so high on your horse, like the wins wouldn't even feel exciting anymore. It's having that balance and just remembering when you're in the suck that, like, it the good is gonna feel so good because you went through the suck. And I remember you even aware of that. I remember that one, you polled me, you were like, at least I'm driving in the mountains, I'm kind of getting my mojo back, but there still was a few more roadblocks that ended up hitting you. But you're like, last night the RV was so cold, like I was literally like freezing, and in my head I was like, I know I'm gonna remember this moment of like, I should have just thrown in the towel, could have done something else. And it's like, you recognized it. You did know that you were going to come back to that. And something about it almost felt kind of good. And it's like training your brain. And I'm this way too. That's why I've done 75 hard. That's why I do love all these like weird challenges, like training your brain to like endure and embrace like challenges and hardships, knowing it's going to taste even sweeter when good rush comes next time, right?
I mean, I feel like that's what life is all about at the end of the day, you know? It's like to have those experiences, to have those challenges so that, yeah, the wins are like even bigger wins than you could imagine. So totally.
And then we were going to talk about like trusting that things are going to work out how they're supposed to. I've got some very big life changes happening in my life right now. I'm hesitant how much to share because it is still, there's so many moving pieces. There's so many things up in the air. But I'd love to know if hindsight now, I don't know if you have this or not, but like a month ago when you really were like, should I just like sell my Ohio house, cash in that equity, like find a space, stay put, not do this anymore? Like, what made you just keep going a little bit further? And how many more roadblocks would you have had to hit to like throw in the towel? And I experience that all the time too. We have these conversations all the time when a few hiccups come. I'm like, should I just give this whole thing up? Like, is it time? Has it run its course? And it's like, no, bitch, of course not. But like, what are your thoughts around that? Like, how do you know to just keep trusting or when to stop and finally succumb to it ending? I don't know.
I think for me, and this is something I've really been trying to strengthen, is like my intuition, because it's not something that I've always felt like I heard loud and clear and in every way. I think there's a lot of people that still probably feel like that. They're really trying to get in touch with what their intuition is and like understanding it and knowing when to hear it. And I am very much still in that process. But I do think really just kind of tuning in at some point and remembering why you're doing what you're doing. And in really, it sounds so simple, but that really is so much of like, there's such a big core reason that I believe in to the depths of my core. And I had to kind of like look at that and be like, so how would I feel if I didn't have that? And I immediately was like, no, I don't want that. Like, and I think when you start to have that urgency of like, oh no, I can't imagine not doing this. Like, no matter what and how bad it might feel or how like how many doubts you're having through your head, like there's a reason why we're doing what we're doing. And I think just like really getting in touch with like what the intuition is telling you, but also just down to the very gritty reasons of your purpose. And would it feel better to not have that? Or how does it make you feel? Yeah, on the other side. So I think, and I don't know, I mean, that's a simple answer maybe, but that's like really truly what it was for me.
And do you feel like extreme relief when you think about, okay, this has run its course, I'm gonna let it go? Because we see so many people in Soul Tribe, and we, regularly are watching people with new ideas, with, working through big ideas, continuing to push through, continuing to push through. And I'm just so grateful that we both have the same like version of this in us, because not everybody does. It is not for everyone. And there are a lot of people who they're pain threshold or whatever it is a lot sooner than what I've experienced yet. Like, I wouldn't have given up yet at that point. Not saying what's right for anybody, but it goes back to intuition too. And I know we did that master class with Lisa Kay, and you were trying to tap in and get to the bottom of that. And I remember what she shared with me about, like, does it feel expansive if you let it go? So, like, my family's considering making a big move, big relocation right now. We got pictures taken to list our house on the market. Just last night, my husband's like, oh God, I actually don't know. So, like, we are in the middle of like, what is our intuition telling us? And we've had a couple hiccups. So, like, We first got this in our head that we were thinking about making a move and relocating, which also could very much have something to do with the Illinois weather. And I'm still trying to like check myself. Do I actually want to up and move? Is it just like that touch of 70 degrees yesterday? I was like, wait, is this so bad? But originally we talked about moving. We were like, we went and visited family in the Phoenix area, and we were like, we really could see ourselves here. Like, the schools are better for the kids. It's a booming city. You know, we've got equity in our house. We could roll that over into a house here. You know, the housing market's just going to keep building here. Like, are we ready to make that big of a move? And me and Ryan will just look at us at each other sometimes, and like, when we've made big moves before. It is interesting though, the older we get, the more we have to lose, the more pressure that it builds. Like when we moved cross country the first time and there was literally nothing to lose, we had like no money in our bank account. I was like, what the fuck ever? Worst thing that happens is you just come back. But like when you build up more and more metaphorically and physically, actual assets, life experience, roots around here with friendships and connections and family and things like that. It's so hard to make that decision, but we just had this pull stronger than we'd ever had before. We're like, okay, we're just gonna start, just gonna run some numbers. We're just gonna see if this can easily happen, if it can't. And it turned out, yes, it can. Green light, go, green light, go, green light, go. And then we ran into like one little hiccup that seemed like it was like a red light. And there was a issue with financing and just paperwork that was necessary. Obviously, you guys know if you're self-employed, there's a lot of underwriting and stuff like that that goes into it. We ran into a little hiccup where we were like, oh, I actually don't think this might not work. We don't have this paper that they need. Like, damn. And that was a really good gut check. And I remember Kristen Sozman, when I was talking to her, she was telling me, like, it's good that things are flowing, but get ready, Lisa, because as it gets closer, you're gonna get tested. There's gonna be quite a few tests. And you're gonna know. Like, it's good that things are flowing now, things do come easy. But we had that hiccup, and it would have been very telling at that hiccup if we felt like relief. And we were like, all right, I guess that's our sign. We're supposed to stay put. Fine. We were both so stressed out. We went out to eat because that's what we do, because I don't want to cook. So we went out to eat. We like t slept on it. And then the next morning we woke up and we're like, I'm really bummed. And he's like, I'm really, really bummed too. And we're like, okay, let's like figure out if we can get creative. You know, let's go back to the drawing board, blah, blah, blah. We found a solution, thankfully, which is great. You know, but it's those moments where it's like, okay, here's your test. How does it feel? And nobody can tell you that. And I'm looking around, like wanting people to tell me. I'm sending you a link of a house yesterday. I'm sending it to my sister, to my family. Like, I'm almost waiting for somebody to be like, yes, go. Or somebody to be like, no. But it's like, nobody else knows that. Nobody else cares as much as you do. But it's so tricky just like quieting the noise and really like understanding what that is for you, especially when there's another person like in the mix as well. With it being, and I'm sure you and Caleb gone through things like that when it came to listing or, you know, renting your house out and getting the RV and packing stuff up. It's just so tricky to know when green light go, red light stop, and when to fully give up.
And I'll challenge maybe one thing you said, just saying, like, kind of going back in, you're talking about how, like, it feels like we have, like, almost so much more to lose. And I totally know what you mean by that. And I do think there are instances where that's very fair. But I also think, too, that sometimes we hold on to some of those things and, like, the feeling it gives us maybe then without realizing that. Are we limiting by thinking that it's never going to get better than
That's
that
almost like our
too?
ego too. Yeah, like look at all these accomplishments I've collected or something like that. How can you just
Because I
walk
feel
away from
like,
that? Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people do that with their
Oof.
businesses where they're like, I am like doing the best I could do in my business. How could I think about shifting it? Because what if I lose it all? But what if you lose it all? What are you gaining? You know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes
And I
it
don't
can
think people
feel.
realize how actually painful it is to stay the same for long because you're afraid to lose it, but you will not be happy 5 years from now if you haven't grown at all either. And the only way to grow is with risk. Oh.
So I don't know. I mean, I would just, like I said, I don't think what you're saying is completely like untrue, because I do think that those things are there for a reason to like gut check you and be like, you know, is this really what you want? Would I be happy with this? Is this pulling me out of my comfortability that I'm not going to enjoy this no more? Like, I think those things are important to check into, but I think it's like being aware of like what you might be limiting
Yeah.
to by
And
those
would
same
the
thoughts.
inkling even be there if there wasn't something to explore? Yeah. Which is just And me and Ryan will talk about that all the time too when it comes around moving. Like, there's so many people in the Midwest, and I know you feel the same, Leisha, because look at you, the life you're living. But we're like, they're just truly so content. And I'm not judging that. I love that. But it's like, why do we have this like pull for more and more and more and more? I'm like, I am only 31. There is so much of this world to see, so much life to live. After a while, when you just start, for me, this is my truth. If you guys are content, I love that for you. But like, my is like, you just start having the same conversations with the same people and eating the same food and doing the same thing, and all the days just start to kind of blend together. It's like, okay, I need to start to shake things up when that happens. I just have to. It's in me. I don't know.
And I think it's in a lot of, any self-sufficient like entrepreneurs who have our businesses, a lot of the hairstylists, like I think a lot of times we recognize those feelings as feeling bored. And then it's like we kind of just get to that place where, yeah, like you want to shake things up. But I think that can be a tricky spot too. 'Cause
Which
sometimes I
makes
think if,
kind of the evolution into what we know we wanted to talk about. So go there, share that kind of pivot, because it can veer a little far in the other direction, right?
Yeah, because I think, because I've been in this place where, like, before I really had the business idea that I came up with now, I felt bored. Like, it felt like I kind of reached this really great spot in my business. Like, it was thriving. I had new clients. My financial goals were being met. I was taking great education. Like, it feels like your bucket is filled with, like, all these great things, your cup's filled. And you get kind of bored, and I feel like it's really easy to get into this place, at least I did, where I'm kind of just chasing after every little thing that, and for a while it was like I wanted to have like an assistant program, and then another time I was like, oh, I'm gonna be an influencer. And it's like you get all these ideas, which I think is great. I think it's like good to start to stretch that creative brain, but I think you have it's like recognizing what you want out of that, and sort of connecting that to, like, again, like what your intuition, your gut, like whatever that is, that self-check is, and really thinking about like how you want to lean into that. Because like I said, ideas are great, but not every idea is something that you need to, like, jump on, like, move forward into a whole business. But
And Leisha brought this up because we were just talking about a situation inside of Soul Tribe where we were watching some people new venture. And I, again, and I feel like I said this in our last chit chat, I have so much empathy for that, because I remember being in that like tasting season.
Yeah.
We're like, something is it. I'm tasting everything. I need to figure out what it is. And then again, that's why I'm so transfixed on Big Magic, because since the moment that Stylist Soul Tribe has came into my head, even when I'm bored with like my home life and I think I want to move, that has not budged even a microscopic little bit. Like, that is still my thing. And I'll know if and when that ever changes, but like, I haven't hit it yet. And it's like differentiating a Big Magic idea, which then I preach to fast, messy action, because I see so many people have a million. It's like one side or the other. People have a million Big Magic ideas and never take any action on them. Or people take action on all these like almost surface level ideas, and it's almost so volatile that there's not a lot of foundation and structure under it. And that's kind of hard to watch from the outside looking in as a coach wanting to like help people. But again, all layered with like deep, deep empathy, because I understand where both those people coming from, that fear of like perfectionism and finally putting something out there versus fast, messy action, taste, 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 taste. Sometimes what I also see is happening in that situation is avoidance of something bigger that actually needs to be taken care of. It's just complicated and very
It
like big
is.
and broad to talk about. But I know every single person listening to this can find themselves in there somewhere, because I am in there too, and I'm having this conversation, you know?
And I think too, like getting to that, like you kind of said something about like possibly having avoidance too. And I think we sometimes get into a spot where maybe we really are so fulfilled, but like what's going on? Maybe we've already had the big magic idea and we're really living it out. Maybe we're still on the search. But I think there are, and this kind of goes back to the beginning, like there are moments where like you have to slow down and have to like find content in your life and in your routines or whatever that needs to look like. 'Cause it's like you're kind of, you have to have those periods of time to ramp up what maybe those ideas are, or ramp up finding those big magic. But then, yeah, there are times where it's like when you are in that moment and if you just feel it, like it's weird. You just know when that is like the thing, and it is kind of like ramping up into that, you know, that action and just like goals and kind of
Yeah.
going right into
Tell me if
it.
you understand this
But
way of thinking. I'm almost going to take like a pull from Gary Vee and how he talks. I would say, for me personally, and for a lot of people that I feel like live a similar kind of path, on the macro, it is true contentment. It's that deep purpose. It's, I know I'm where I'm meant to be. This does feel right. This does feel good from a like core value, deep, why am I doing this? That's there. On the micro, there's like discomfort, and that's when you kind of follow those itches. Because you were even saying, Lisa, how do you differentiate? That's not a word, whatever. How do you decide what is fast, messy action and what needs to just like sit and marinate? Because sometimes people are taking so much fast, messy action, there's no time to even get traction under something because they're skipping that idea and moving on to the next. And I think for me, macro, like big picture, you have to know you're actually in alignment. If not, maybe that's where like healing kind of comes in before you can get to that. And then micro itches, I will pursue. I think. I don't know.
No, I still definitely see what you mean with that, because and I'm always a person like I like to just sleep on anything. So, and I think like I think you really know when you're sort of like it's really deeper than that, when it's almost lighting you up more and more and more each day, and it's like the ideas continue to flow and expand within that more and more and more each day. 'Cause I can recognize the difference from when I've had just like, you know, like an idea that scratched the itch, like you're saying, and it's kind of just there. Like the idea is there, and I'm like, all right, let me just do this, that, and move forward with it. Like it's kind of like, it's almost like when the creative stops. It's like you're using your creative brain to bring the itch, but then if the creativity stops, it's
That's
almost like
telling.
that. Yeah, like
That
that's
is
what's really
telling.
telling to me. What about like, but what about for you? Like, how does that kind of
That
work for you? What do
is
you
okay.
recognize?
Well, let me say this. That is super telling, I think, in the beginning of an idea. And again, if you guys haven't read Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, you need to read it and you'll know what I'm talking about. But the way she like words the chapter on like ideas and how just like the rush of creativity, the universal download, just like the truly this didn't exist. Someone plugged a USB in, all of a sudden this is here. That's when I have found like massive creative flow. I will tell the truth though, now later in this journey of like bringing a business to life, and I think you're gonna probably feel the same way, Leisha, because traveling hairstylist has existed for a while. Those rushes of creative flow aren't quite as exciting as they were in the beginning because it's not a brand new thing. It's bringing projects to life that have to withstand what keeps the ship going, which is nowhere near as like, oh my God, nobody's ever done this before. It's all in my brain. I need to get it out. Now my creative flow moves differently. I still will get on some wild creative flows. You'll see all of a sudden I've got seven podcast episodes back. Where did all of these come from? That wasn't even on your homework, you know? But like, not in the same way where now I do have to force a little bit of creativity more than I used to have to. But again, macro, I still know it's for the reasons and it feels very in alignment and it feels very good. But at a certain point, you lose the luxury of an idea and a creative flow because this is an actual business at some point that's pumping. And I feel like that's also when stylists get burnt out because they built this big, beautiful thing and now they have to withstand it, which is its own set of like, you know, work. But again, macro, like it has to still feel worth it every morning when you wake up and you're doing it. So I do feel like I kind of went a different direction with that because when it's a baby idea and you're having these ideas and you lose that creativity and it's not even a fully formed entity yet, that's probably telling. Once it's a fully formed entity, for me, the creativity has to get pushed and massaged a little bit more than just dropping in like wild. How does that make sense?
No, I definitely understand that. And I think it probably, yeah, it does reflect slightly different. But I do think that there is a clear difference of like when it just scratches the itch, it's like you've already hit the end of that creativity. And I that's like I said, just what is so such a telling sign for me. But I do understand because there's always going to be like little aspects of anything where it is like you have to kind of really stretch and expand and push to kind of like get that there. So I definitely, yeah, understand that.
Yeah. And so we've talked about fast, messy action. We talked about marinating. I guess I liked what you said about I l always love sleeping on something. And I think if somebody is listening to this and they're like, yes, I've been there, I've felt that. And again, it's that one side or the other. I don't know what side of the pendulum you're going to fall on. I do feel like majority of people fall on, they have an idea and they don't take action. That's why I'm so big to push fast, messy action. But then every once in a while, it's kind of like, whoa, friend, slow down. Let's actually see all of our options right now. Let's stay focused on one so it can come into fruition and then go from there. So again, you listening to this right now in your ear, I don't know which side of that you fall on, but it's definitely a balance. It has to be.
Yeah, and I mean, do you feel like when people have brought ideas to you, do you feel like there's usually like kind of go-to signs to be like, okay, like you should approach like full speed ahead, or signs for like, okay, sit with that, merit, like see where that's at? Like, is there anything that like comes to mind for you like when you're
Yeah,
hearing things like
I
that?
think I gauge their intuition even if they're not aware of it. So I can think of one person in particular. I don't even think I shared this with you, so you're definitely not gonna know who I'm talking about, but it's a Soul Tribe member, and she came to me with an idea, and I'm gonna be very vague with it because I obviously want to keep like confidential. She sent me a solo polo, and she's a newer member. I don't know her super duper duper well, but she sent me a solo polo of, like, I have this idea for this app. I can't tell you how many app ideas people have shared with me. And again, I'm not throwing shade at any of you. I love all of you. We've all been there, but like I've watched people try to build apps. It's fallen through. It hasn't worked. And so she sent me this idea. And so I reflected back as a mirror up to her. Okay, let me just point out to you, your bigger why beneath it, this idea is this. The actual project of what you're talking about is you running a tech company. Like, I just want to point that out to you. Are you aware of that? Because one, that's a bigger upfront cost. It's a whole realm of an industry that you don't know. Like, I just want to make you aware of that. And she came back with, I'm very aware of that. I have the money. It's not like she had to find it. I have the money. I'm ready to pursue it. I'm not somebody that just talks about ideas and doesn't make them happen. Like, when I held a mirror up, she didn't get afraid. Where I, even in that situation, probably would have gotten afraid. And her response back to me was like, challenge accepted. And I'm like, to me, move forward. That's very interesting. So, and it's also so tricky because our brain plays tricks with us. And I do feel like sometimes that almost is like a privilege thing. Like, some of us are just born with a brain with that confidence. And I don't know how to like instill that in other people. But the fact that I could hold a mirror up and repeat back to her what her idea was in the not so glamorous, you just received a universal download way, and she felt good about it still. That was really interesting for me to say, yeah, I'm excited. You better keep me posted. Run full speed ahead, fast, messy action. Go, 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 go before you lose this creativity and this excitement.
Yeah, so it's kind of like almost like you said, putting a mirror up, showcasing like the really good aspects of it, but also the tricky aspects of it, the confusing aspects, the not so pretty, and like still feeling the same, if not even more excited. So that's fascinating. Yeah, I think that's
And
interesting.
now looking back, I feel like had we have done that with you, like you, I mean, and that's the thing too. Some people just take action. And like, if you just like, sometimes you don't even need it. I don't know. Like, there are certain people that end up with ideas that there's nothing stopping them. This idea is getting brought to life, you know? And so if someone held that mirror up to you, Leisha, by the time we even had the time to hold the mirror up to you, the RV was already bought and there was paint getting put on it. So like, that's the thing too. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like we can talk in circles about that, but if somebody's like, well, fuck, I'm not taking action, but I do have this idea, eventually, hate to say it, you gotta shit or get off the pot, right? That's all it comes down to. I don't know.
I do think something that is so important, I think this is why like just Soul Tribe in itself is so special, is no matter where you're at in that journey, or if you've not even really begun that journey, this is the reality of having just support and like people to show you the different perspectives of things and also help guide you with like what should my next step even be, or should I go full force ahead or not? And I think that's just like that's the power of just community and support and people who just know even a little like inkling of who you are in your business and being able to just like, and not that you need people to tell you answers, but just to
Totally.
like I said,
Bounce it
guide,
off of.
give different perspectives, like really show different lights of these ideas or your journey to really know or just really understand like what that could look like.
Okay,
So I
so
don't know.
you, this just dropped in, so I'm going to share it. And again, I'll keep it confidential. I'm sorry if you're not, if this is annoying when I always say this, but I have to. I can't share people's things without them allowing it. So we have also had a situation more recently in Soul Tribe where someone is bringing a big magic idea to life. And this is my role, obviously, in leading Soul Tribe and being the person that has created it. She had a situation come up where, again, this is such a curated, important energy and group of people that I'm putting these people around, trusting them with their big magic ideas, whatever. One person reached out to another person and shared something about her big magic idea. That person maybe held a mirror up, said, "Is that even needed? Like, do you even think, like, asked a little question that triggered bad the big magic ideas person of like, fuck, I'm not doing the right thing. Everybody thinks this is stupid. Nobody even likes my idea. I shouldn't even do it, blah, 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 blah." Word got back to me that that happened. I'm like, oh, well, we can't be happy at having that in Soul Tribe. This is not a place where we crush big magic ideas. Even if we want to hold a mirror up, we need to make sure we're doing it in a way that's not crushing people, because that can't be where what this space is. Like, that's so important to me. That's something I know so clearly. So I did a little bit more digging and I asked that original girl, like, hey, I'd kind of like to get to the bottom of this. I definitely don't want there to be like crushing of big magic ideas. Do you mind if I reach out to that person? Tell me a little bit more about what happened. And she went back and replayed the video that originally spiraled her and sent her off the deep end, that made all of her self-doubt and fear creep in and just like get so worked up. And the polo that was sent was not even that at all. Like, she took that on her own. So while a Soul Tribe member kind of held the mirror up and just asked a simple question, really, really, really triggered somebody's self-doubt that they already had. And I can tell you guys examples of this. I remember when Soul Tribe was like still growing and building, very baby stages, way before you joined, Leisha. There was a moment in time where multiple people were leaving and like giving me harsh feedback, which they're allowed to do. They were paying me and it didn't have much structure to it yet. I was just kind of winging it. And I remember those little comments that people would make that like they didn't mean that much by, but to me, it was like there was a time period where it was so close to just shutting it all down. And that's when I told myself, if there's even one person here, you have to keep going, or else where is the bait? Like, where is that line? So if 15 people over here are loving it, but this one person is like, girl, what are you doing here? Like, stop taking my money. This is not working. I was like, oh my God, I'm stealing money from 15 people. This isn't a good idea. Nobody, Soul Tribe isn't needed by anybody, But that I had to eventually come up with a baseline of what that was. And so that's again not to say talking in all these big meta circles that just because that mirror got held up to that one person who all that self-doubt came in, that happened to me before too. But it's those like tests and trials and like, okay, you felt that. What does that tell you? And now you got that out of the way so that when a paying customer or something says that same question, does somebody even need this? You're not having like an emotional response where you just like spiral out of control. Did any of that make sense, me talking that vague or no?
Yeah, no, it definitely did. And it again, it's like it's almost another test, and it's like built. It's, I think things that constantly like question what you're doing and why you're doing it are so important, because either it's going to bring out things that you didn't know that were actually a problem, which I think happened in that situation that needed to kind of be addressed, so that getting the mindset around being putting something out so vulnerable to the world, like that could kind of strengthen, or it also is a way to just like reassure what you're doing and like getting that gut check. So yeah, I think those are moments are really important, and sometimes it is hard to see it until you're kind of like reflecting back, or somebody is there to almost help like open your eyes and mind a little bit to
Yeah.
like, hold on, it's not just this singular thing. Like, let's
It's
really look
deeper
at
than
the
that.
entire.
In a space like Soul Tribe is really like putting an idea or a business under a microscope, but with that comes building a way deeper brand because you know deep down what it is you're trying to do. And there is going to come a time. Now, the moment the idea comes in is not when I should be bringing objections up to you, but eventually this girl was about to launch something. You need to be ready to rebuttal
Yeah.
some objections, you know, and just going through that practice and feeling it and recognizing it. I mean, she was the first one to admit it. She's like, I really think I kind of got it all wrong. I think I heard something different because I already had this fear and this self-doubt. And I was so grateful, even. I mean, you have to be an incredibly strong and self-aware person to even be able to admit that. I don't know if I even would have been able to admit that in that situation. So I know you that is listening will know that I'm talking about you. So I'm proud of you for that. I already told her that. But it's a really cool chamber to like be in, to have all of these different directions and deeper thinkings and dissections taking place. It really does build a deeper, stronger business and brand of whatever it's going to be. Yeah.
Yeah, 1000%
Yeah.
agree.
All right. I don't remember what time we started, Leash. How deep are we into this? Do you have any idea how long we are into recording? So I'm trying to decide if I should go into the feeling like a fraud or if we should jump straight to our report and save the feeling like a fraud to the next episode.
I think we're just about 40, 45 minutes in, maybe.
All right, I'm going to scratch the surface on it. If this
Okay.
really, really resonates with you listening, tell me and we can go deeper. Another thing, as Leisha and I were just deciding, what's the pulse on all things Soul Tribe right now? What's coming up in the calls? What's coming up in Marco Polo? What are people dealing with? Something came up on a Soul Tribe call that I was on the other day that, again, I thought took major bravery to even admit and try to come to a solution for, because I think a lot of us feel this, but aren't even self-aware enough to recognize it, say it out loud, and then try to rebuttal it and figure it out. So, I have a Soul Tribe member who, from my perspective, has made massive changes over the years. It has been beautiful to watch her grow into her bigger, better version of herself. She does a lot of work, she has done a lot in her business. It is beautiful to watch, but she's still stuck at this one roadblock where she moved to a new salon to embrace this new identity that she wanted to have as a hairstylist. She wanted to have a higher, you know, level of clientele. She wanted to be able to charge higher prices. She wanted to be inspired by the people she worked with. So she moved into this new salon. And when she moved into this new salon, she's kind of tried, I hope she doesn't mind me sharing this. She's kind of tried like DIYing this path and this strategy of like, okay, I'm going to charge my new clients a certain amount because I'm this new, better version of me. And then I'm not going to charge my old clients a new amount, which, if you guys have ever been coached by me, you know, I would not coach to that. However, if that's your journey and that's the only way we can do it, explore it, scratch that itch, let me know how it goes. I'm not judging you. Let me know how it goes. And she is finding herself really having a hard time charging the new prices, even to new clients. She's had clients who left her years ago and has now come back to this new salon. And I'm like, well, are you charging them these new prices that you said you were going to charge? And she's like, no. And I'm like, well, why not? Isn't that the point of why you did this? And she was like, yeah, I guess. And she said, Lisa, I just feel like such a fraud when I try to like be this new, bigger, better version of me that I'm intentionally trying to craft, but I feel weird and fake and like a fraud. And I was like, oh God, like that's deep, you know? I like, how do we get to the bottom of that? And what I told her, you know, I was like, have you brought this up in therapy? Like, I don't know. I never know what direction to go with it. She's like, no, that's why I'm in Soul Tribe. I'm like, okay, if I'm allowed to go there, let's freaking go there. If I woke up in your shoes, which I'm not saying I'm a therapist, I don't know if this is the right answer, but I woke up in your shoes and I knew I want to be a better version of me. I see her clearly. I just feel fake being her. If that were me, I would, you know, it goes back to my morning routine. I would wake up earlier every single morning. I would meditate. I would visualize. I would journal. I would put myself in that bigger, better version of Lisa's shoes every single day. I would sit in meditation and I would think, all these target market clients are blowing me up. I don't feel stressed when their appointment comes in, because that's the thing, is she was literally repelling it. If a new client came in, she was like, oh yuck, I'm a fraud. I can't do this. You have to like train your subconscious, tap into that. I am able to receive that. I feel it. Here they are. Ding, 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 ding. Here they come in. I feel good about it. I'm accepting of them. Now I'm going to do their hair. Look how good it's going to turn out. Now I'm going to charge them my price. It's going to feel so good. And then eventually, which is just the only way you should do it, is just start showing up as that altogether. Eventually, your demand will grow and you can just raise your prices. You don't have to be living this double life, which I wouldn't coach to, you know? But so she's going to work on that. That's what we said that she needs to work on, is just really envisioning. Because, like, I can't be in her pocket or in her ear every single time a new client inquires and it's time to ring them out and things like that. Do you have any thoughts around that, Leash?
I do, yeah. And I think because I still feel like a fraud some days too. Like, I'm like,
Tell
what the heck am
y'all.
I doing?
Yeah.
But I think there's a little bit like, because I have like this like person that I always visualize, and like they're like the most perfect version of me, I guess you could say. And
Okay.
like they do all the things I want to do or whatever. And so my goal is like, I'm always like trying to bring elements of that into my life now, which is kind of a little bit what you're saying. But on the flip side of that, I think sometimes I have to recognize that I don't have to have all of the elements of this person, that sometimes I think I have to recognize little things in myself now that I really accept or enjoy. Or so I think sometimes when, because like in pricing is always what brings out, I
Where does
think,
it? Yep.
fraud and vulnerability and all the things. Like it just always how it is. But I think sometimes it's like bringing yourself to where you want to be, but then meeting yourself there too at the same time. I don't know if that makes sense, but because I do think there's a little bit of like you are up leveling, but you also have to like deeply believe that you are the value of what you're up leveling to. So I think there's sometimes a
But if
weird
it's
like
all or
brain thing.
nothing, then you're not going to charge your clients these new prices until you're working out 7 days a week and doing all these things that you say you're going to do. And like, that's not fair either. You know, like, you have to give yourself grace and be accepting and loving of the version of you still that has to make that one tiny hard decision to be that version today. But it doesn't mean just because you haven't scratched, ticked every single other box that you haven't deserved this, because that's almost what people trick themselves into thinking.
Yeah. And I mean, really, you could, and this is kind of a silly way to look at it, but it's like you could almost look at it that and be like, what would be the fastest and easiest way for me to start meeting myself to this person? Is it going to be working out 7 days a week, or is it going to be charging your prices today?
Because
Like,
right
you know
now
what
I
I
can make
mean?
that one
Like,
decision.
exactly. Yeah. So it's like, I think just really choosing to make that conscious effort and what you can do right now to have those like those versions meet together, I guess. So I don't know, that's probably a silly way to
I loved
look at
it.
that, but
No, and
I don't
I
know.
know people want to hear more about manifestation, and like I think what we're explaining right now is that, because there's gonna be pushback from you. And again, I don't know if I'd identify it as ego or whatever it is. I'm not that educated on it all, but you're gonna feel pushback every time. But this is how you still bring to fruition some of those things, is by like you said, embracing them every micro step along the way. Because some people say, oh, that's all bullshit. Because if it wasn't, then like every single person would just be millionaires and would be like living this great life. But it really is like a journey. And once you watch enough things happen, you can't really deny, okay, there's something energetically happening here. But like, I have to, again, it comes back to like be, do, have. And I think that's what we put for her homework, is to like listen to some of those podcast things like that, rather than thinking you have to have something, and then once you have that, you'll do it, and then once you do it, you'll be that person. It's the opposite. You have to be something, you have to become that person to then do the things, and then you'll have the life that you think you want to have. It's like that flip-flop of it. If you've never heard of, look that up. Okay,
But
go ahead.
and I'll just one last point I say, and I this was a little bit what I was saying in the beginning, is like for me personally, I still think there's almost like a one more step to that, like be do have, and like that last one is acceptance, because I can do the thing, but sometimes I don't accept that that's like what I should have done. Like it's almost like I can sometimes backtrack, or I don't accept that, like, okay, like this is just what it is now, and like who I am and what I'm doing. So like I, and maybe this is just for some people, because I've always been someone who struggled with a little bit of like self-confidence. And maybe for some people that maybe relate to that, I think you also have to get to a place where you really accept your journey, where you're at, and what you're doing. So that's just
We do
my
have like a
experience in
layer
that.
of like self-love and acceptance underneath it, because judgment is not going to help you do any of those things you want to do. Yeah. I love it. Awesome. Okay. That was what I wanted to touch on. I'm glad we went there. So if that landed with anybody, send me a message about it and I can go deeper on that specifically. But literally in my head, I was like, I just want to record you some guided meditations that you can just do every single morning, because you just have to fucking do it, and then it gets easier and easier and easier and easier. And if you need that pep talk in the morning, I don't know what it's going to be, but something's got to happen eventually for you for this to be able to continue on. And right now, the only person in the way was herself, and she knew it. So, okay. If you guys listened to our last L&L chit chat, we did this fun little thing at the end called the quarterly report. And I got this off of TikToks because, I watch a lot of TikToks. And report stands for reading, eating, playing, obsessing, recommending, and treat. And it was such a fun one to do. The last one, I had multiple people tell me they tried my cottage cheese eggs and they loved them. So like, I just love throwing like little lifestyle things in as well. So I'm going to share my report and then Leisha will share her report and then we'll go ahead and wrap up. Okay. So reading right now, I am reading The Body Keeps the Score. It is a book that I feel like I probably should have read a long time ago. I feel like everybody in the world has read that book. It's all about like how your body stores trauma and things like that. And it's really good so far. I'm liking it. So it's been on my list forever. And again, I'm so obnoxious with the way I act about these things, but I went into Barnes and Noble just to get a kid's book with Skylar's gift card. I think it was actually when we were Marco Polo-ing that day. And it was sitting in the children's section, just that book by itself. And I'm like, okay, universe, I will buy it finally if that's what you're trying to tell me. So it was like right by Skylar's books. And I don't know, I'm always like looking
You
through.
have the most
I
interesting
do.
bookstore
I really
experiences.
do.
I love
I
it.
swear something magical happens when it comes to I'm supposed to read next. Okay. That's what I'm reading. I did finish Life in Four Five Senses that Leisha gifted to me, and it was so good. So I would also recommend that.
Good.
Okay. I've been eating. This is going to be a weird one. I have been on a garlic stuffed green olive kick. I cannot get
Oh.
them. I am going through jars of them. I'm drinking the olive juice. You would think I'm pregnant. I'm not pregnant. They're so good. I tried a dirty martini for the first time because apparently that's what that is. I am in my green olive era and they're so good. So my
I
sodium
am not a
levels are
big
high. You
olive person, but I love garlic. Like, I cannot get enough garlic in
need to
things. It's so
try
good.
Hy-Vee's garlic stuffed green olives. I could literally chug the juice. It's so salty, but it is so good. I want it right now. My mouth is like salivating. Okay, playing. I went on a trip to Arizona just last week. I don't even know what day it is or where I am or anything like that. Just last week to explore neighborhoods and schools and things like that. And I was going to go by myself just to save some money and Ryan could stay home with the kids. And last minute, my best friend Riley decided to buy a plane ticket and tag along. And we had a fucking blast together. It was so great to just go on a girls' trip with her, just like an impromptu. We fucking laughed so hard. I had a puff on my inhaler more than I've had a puff on my inhaler in years, and it felt so good.
My God.
We ate the best food and we just had the best time. So that was definitely my
I
version
love
of
that.
play. Obsessing. Ryan and I have been obsessing over Zillow listings, no surprise. Where it's unhealthy. There's not one that exists in the greater Phoenix area that we are not aware of, which is a little bit overwhelming, but that's what obsessed means. I am recommending micro gratitude lists. I'll try not to be too long-winded with this, but on another Soultribe call that I just got on, there was a member who was sharing she lost her salon space for a reason of like lease issues, legal mumbo jumbo. She lost her salon space and she had to move into a smaller space. And she is trying to grow her team and she doesn't like her space right now. And it's going to be very, very hard for her to grow a team and convince people to want to work there if she doesn't love it. And another Soultribe member recommended, why don't you, for the next month, start to pay attention to every single little thing that you do like about your space? Because right now, what I just heard you say is it's small, it's small, it's small, it's small, it's small. What do you like? And she was like, I like the lighting. And she's like, well, then you go all in on that. But I bet there's 5,000 more things that you can find that you like. And after she said that, I was like, I think we all need to do that. We need to do that with the places we work. We need to do that with our life, with our friends, with our houses. Like, I love a micro gratitude list. Like, if you're walking into the salon that you otherwise don't feel that great about, and you like a flower you see as you're walking in, write that shit down and zoom in on that because that is going to be powerful. So,
I love that. I'm gonna do
me too.
that too.
I'm recommending micro gratitude lists. And then for a treat, I would say yesterday was a treat because Bennett was sick. I hate that for him, but I canceled my clients and it was 75 degrees out yesterday and I had nothing to do. And I watched two episodes of Love is Blind. I went for a walk. I laid in my hammock and it was such a treat. And I didn't know that I was going to get off. And it was just exactly what I
That's
needed.
amazing.
And the sunshine was so good. I was
Yeah.
pulling from my hammock with Benny in his underwear, and it was such a good day.
I
Yeah.
love
That's
that.
my report. What's yours?
All right. So, reading for me, probably no surprise to you, but is I actually brought it with me to show people, but it's The
Yes, I
Creative
remember that.
Act.
Say
It's
that
a
again. Sorry,
way,
I started
it's
talking.
called, oh, you're fine. It's called The Creative Act, A Way of Being. And this is by Rick Rubin. And if you're a music fan, you'll probably know that name because he's a huge music producer. He's worked with like so many people. But it's not about that though. It's actually very, very relevant to everything we talked about in this episode. So I feel like if you would enjoy this episode, you would love this book. I'm obsessed with this book
I
right
can't
now.
wait to read
Like,
it.
I love it so much. It's probably one of my favorite reads I've had in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, just more from in the creative aspect. And it's written like in a really easy way to read and like very digestible, but I've also taken my time with it very purposely. And like, 'cause there's a lot of very just interesting thoughts that you just can marinate on. And I don't know, I love the book and hardcore would recommend anybody to read the book, whether you're already in a journey of doing something or you want to be, 'cause I think it's a really good way to even like get yourself to that point. But
Love.
anyways, so my next one, eating, is I had to actually take a little bit of a break on these because I was so obsessed with the it's by Favorite Day at Target. They
Okay.
have these like sweet spreads and they have like
Oh, I
a
remember you it's almost like a
oh my
Nutella,
gosh.
right?
Yes, yeah, but they have like a white dark chocolate one. They had a my favorite one is a salted caramel cocoa one. They also have a s'mores one and I just like would dip like Teddy Grahams or graham crackers, but it was like just the most yummiest like thing. And I was going
Yum.
through like you're talking about going through jars of that. I was going through jars of this and I'm like, okay, I need a break because this
Have
was
noticed already. I'm curious to see if this continues. I am definitely more savory, and you are definitely more sweet. That's
I'm
very.
such a sweet tooth. I love sweets. So I am been obsessed with it though. It's so delicious. It's like a good little just like end of the day kind of sweet
Oh, yeah.
snack. But playing so my husband is a gamer and so I'm not a huge gamer, but there's every once in a while there's something we'll play together. And we have been obsessed with Overcooked lately. I don't know if you've ever
Okay,
played it,
no.
but it's like this like restaurant game, but there's like Overcooked TikTok and it's so
Okay.
relevant because it's just so funny because it's like you're running a restaurant, but you just get so into it. And like we've gotten to the point where we're like literally strategizing before we play. We're like, he's like, all right, if I'll get three rices down, you get the steak going. And we'll like, it's so stupid, but we have just.
In rabbit holes with cell phone games like that before, where like you're
Okay,
seating the
okay.
guests and you're plating and you're cleaning.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But it's just been like such good fun.
Love
And we
that.
just like laugh so hard because we just get so stupidly into it. And it's just, if you've played Overcooked, you probably know what I'm talking about. But it's kind of
Obsessed.
just been a funny thing lately. I am currently obsessing over, I got this like red light vibrating tool for like your face. And it has like a few different lights. Like there's some for like lymphatic drainage or some for like sun damage. And then it has like red light. And I have been loving that tool. It's just I mean, you know, it does all the right red
Yeah.
light things, but it's just like super easy to use. It's really nice. And if you're into like a good skincare routine, I feel like it's an easy thing to kind of add in.
Love it.
Recommending. So this is a, I don't know, a weird thing, but I wrote trying something new, but what I mean by that is I get the pleasure to like be in a lot of different areas and it's always really exciting to get to a new area and I'm like constantly looking at like what's all the things to do? What's all the cool parks? Where's all the cool coffee shops, the restaurants? But The thing I think that's different is I used to do that even where I lived. And I think a lot of people, you get kind of in a rut or you get stuck with like, gosh, I haven't tried like anything new, or we're going to all the same places. And I am never against like, let's go take like a 40-minute drive to just go to some random town because there's a cool restaurant there that I
Love
want to
that.
go to or something. So that was just my recommendation. If like you're feeling in a rut and you need something fresh, like maybe approach your hometown as if you were like a tourist,
Brand
and
new.
you might
Love.
be surprised at what you find to go do. So, and then my last thing, my treat, I did start. I'm a big fan of Yoga with Adrienne on YouTube, and I started every year at the beginning. She does a 30-day yoga routine. I didn't do it in January, but I did just start that a week ago, and that really is like such a treat, and it's
Love that.
crazy like how different your body feels even just by like day five, when it's just
Amazing.
so nice. So it's just, that's just been like a good little treat lately. So
That
there's my
sounds so
report.
good. Love it. Love it. Thank you for sharing your report. So, yeah, we're going to do these L&L chit chats with our quarterly reports once a quarter, every 3 months. We thought about doing it monthly, but I've been cranking out podcast episodes. So, I think quarterly makes the most sense. It was a good one. It was all over the place. It was off the
Yeah,
cuff,
a
but
little
I
bit,
think
yeah, but
land what how
good
everybody needs
nuggets.
it to land. Yeah, as usual, like we do. So, thank you, Leash, for your time. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and I will see you next week. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Stylist Soul Tribe Conversations. Before we wrap up, I've got some exciting news to share. My brand new course, Mindset to Magic, is finally here. This isn't just any course, it's a proven roadmap for transformation, combining personal development with explosive business growth. Through the 7 transformative pillars, from embracing an abundance mindset to unlocking big magic in your life, we'll journey together towards your wildest dreams. If you've been enjoying this podcast, you are going to love this course. Click the link in the show notes, and I cannot wait to welcome you into Mindset to Magic.